This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, you know, we've finished another year, and it's an exciting time at Morehead State University, and we have a great topic for today's show.
We do indeed, and it's hard to believe this is the end of the year, Jason, so I'm really excited about this. The topic is the Governor's School for the Arts, and we're really thrilled to have some folks with us that we'll introduce in just a minute.
We'll start the show after this.
Morehead State's Caudill College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences offers programs that develop transferable knowledge, skills, and dispositions needed for success in a wide variety of careers in art and design, music, theater, and dance, communication, media and languages, and creative writing and English. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Caudill College.
The Department of Communication, Media, and Leadership Studies at Morehead State University provides an innovative bachelor's degree program in convergent media and strategic communication for a new generation of corporate and nonprofit leaders. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Caudill College.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, you told us our topic before we went to break, and now it's time to introduce our guests.
Thank you very much, Jason. We have with us three people that are really important to the arts in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and here at Morehead State University. First, I'd like to introduce the Executive Director of the Kentucky Center for the Governor's School for the Arts, Carrie Nath. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here today.
Thank you. It's good to have you here. We also have Dr. Gene Pesch. Gene is the chair of the Department of Art and Design at Morehead State University. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you.
And we also have Dr. Scott McBride. Scott is the long-serving dean of the Caudill College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, I'd like to start off by asking Carrie to give us a little bit of background, a little bit of history of the Governor's School for the Arts. Tell us a little bit about it, and then we have some really exciting things to talk about related to the partnership between the school and Morehead State University, and Gene and Scott certainly will want to help us learn all about that. So, Carrie, tell us about this.
I would love to. I love this program. This is a program that is going into its 29th year. And we are located in the Education Department at the Kentucky Center. The Governor's School for the Arts was started during the Martha Lane Collins administration. Governor Collins turned to Crit Llewellyn and said, make a program for gifted and talented students in the arts. You have 6 months. And she did.
Heck of an assignment. That's great.
And so now it is a college residence program currently on the campus of Center College. And 256 students come every summer. And they study across 9 different art forms. We're known for our multidisciplinary approach. They also take field trips. They work with guest artists. We have world-renowned faculty that work full-time. They build a sense of community. As you know, that whole college experience, for many of them, this is the first time they've set foot on a college campus. And so what does that mean to build community away from your home? We have a college fair that we offer over the summer as well. We have a big college and career day for our alums in the fall. 26 universities and colleges offer GSA scholarships. Morehead State University offers an awesome GSA scholarship, so thank you for that. So we are about getting those students college and career ready. And we spend the whole year providing workshops and opportunities for students to increase their ability to practice that art form so that they therefore can get through the audition process and qualify for the program.
You know, art enriches life, doesn't it? And it's such a fabulous dimension to what people bring into the home and the workplace and society generally, because it's a way we express ourselves, whether it's through music or fiber, or pastels, or crayon, or watercolor, it doesn't matter, but it's all really, really important. One of the things that I was very interested to read about is the partnership that you have with Morehead State University in a program called the Rising Artist Program. What is that all about?
Carrie got in touch with me and had this idea about having a program where we could reach out into some of our counties in eastern Kentucky that have had limited, if any, representation ever in the Governor's School for the Arts. And there was a need that was identified. So after a little bit of conversation on several times, we finally met and started trying to shape the clay into how this program might work.
For me, I think it's a lot about opportunity. It's opportunity for students, and well, where we have started is Lee and Owsley counties, but it's for our students as well. As an art educator, this is very important work. Our students, MSU Art and Music Education students, are, you know, they're at the center of this in many ways. They bring an enthusiasm. They bring a real dedication. It opened their eyes in many ways. But it also, again, provided them with an opportunity to work just with these students on an individual basis, small groups, large groups, and kind of share in the fun. And yeah, it is fun. I mean, I think there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but it's also the joy of what we were talking about before, Dr. Andrews, about expressing oneself, about, you know, being who we are and being able to share that and value that. So I've been really proud of all the students involved. They've really stepped it up and brought a great life to this program.
So there are lots of dimensions to this. I mean, you're talking about education majors in the arts and in music, and they need, as I understand it, to be a teacher today. You have to have a lot of pre-student teaching hours, clinical hours, where you're working with students. So this is one way for them to get that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, there is that technical requirement. Right. Our students do 200 hours of fieldwork prior to their clinical practice or their student teaching. And, you know, that field work can come in many shapes and sizes, and this has just been a very unique and incredible opportunity for our students to work with students in our region and where the students live. We go to them, and I think that really provides a strong foundation for our students to understand the population of students that they may very well be working with after they graduate.
One of the things I read about in preparation for this was there's a piece of this is music. Some of our schools have little music instruction. Perhaps they don't have music faculty. Perhaps they don't have a large number of students that are interested or instruments and all that. So talk a little bit about that piece of it.
Well, we knew, and that was one of the things. We wanted to make sure, from GSA's perspective, we were looking at where are we not seeing students, who are just flat out not applying to the program anymore. And we know that probably has to do with resources, which includes not just resources for the students, but for the teachers as well, professional development, and surely knew they needed equipment, more than likely, and that was all true. And I think our most important thing, we went to the school first and said, what do you want? If we can do two art forms, what two art forms do you want? Because we serve nine, but we didn't want to create a program and just come in and say, we have this great program for you, and that it doesn't serve their needs. And so each school did have a visual art and an instrumental program. And so that is where we started.
Yeah, and when we did that, we finally shaped this in a way that we realized what the students really needed are the things that they don't have available. That is that individualized one-on-one instruction or small group instruction. Students that come from a large metropolitan area have access to professional musician and artist and all kinds of resources around them. That's not readily available to the students in these programs. So the teachers wanted that, and I think it was really important that in the visual art area in Lee County, they had the opportunity to have teachers, both specialists in music and art, but that wasn't true in Owsley County. You had one teacher that did everything, and that was very challenging for her to be able to manage that.
Gosh,
and
I would think so.
The programming that got put in place was very important to help those students and those teachers and those programs.
I mean, when you look, I pulled the stats up from the last 3 years. In the 47 counties that we call Eastern Kentucky, when we put our regions together, over the last 3 years, average of applicants, we get 1,800 applicants a year. We've averaged that for quite some time now. Out of that, 186 on average come from those entire 47 counties, and we have taken in the last 3 years On average, two students each year out of the 256 come from that whole region. Yeah. So when you look at that, we took a look at that and said, you know, we could say it's the school's responsibility. They have to train their students. We create the program for the students to attend in the summer. But that isn't meeting the need anymore. Right. Our job is to get all of these students to level that playing field. And that's where this first, that was the initial intention behind this.
So when the classes met, Gene would have all the art students along with the instructors from the governor's school. We had an art person and a music person from there that joined us. And so those students would gather, and the six art student, pre-student teaching students joined you, and they worked as a team working with students with various type of projects. And in music, we had a total of 12 students involved at one time or another, and they broke down into their like instrument groups and worked in small groups. They started very fundamentally, starting with this is how let's get the instruments working correctly. How do we get the best sound? And building very fundamentally, sort of building it from ground up again.
Yeah. And, from my perspective, it was a true collaboration in every sense. I mean, between Governor's School, MSU faculty, MSU students, Lee and Owsley counties, the classroom teachers, as well as administrators in schools and superintendents in both districts. I think we had a principal in one or both schools coming in and making art right along with us. So
it
really was. And I think, a collaboration like this works because everybody, they get it. They get what we're doing. They sense the purpose and the meaning in this. And it's a real joy.
Something I think is really important is that the work that Carrie did to establish this relationship and this collaboration was terrific. The way the administration and the teachers and so on, it was all set up. When we finally arrived with the students, things were set up. People were poised and ready to go. And I really am proud of to see what happened there in that relationship building.
The main thing we said is to reach all of these students and give them the level of training that they need. When you're competing with students, again, from those metropolitan areas, if you're not having that one-on-one instruction, if you're not getting those resources that you need to practice your art form and to also understand what that means, that you need to practice every day. So you set that culture of practice. I think one other element of this, too, to help these students understand and have access to even further development, we then had another partner, Calabra, which provided a virtual teaching platform so that the Morehead State students could provide private lessons for the students in instrumental music. Now, visual is a little bit different approach, and Gene, you can talk a little bit more about how you all communicated with that. But I think for these students to also have that partner and be able to receive those lessons and be able to work that skill set and even understand what those needs are, because the number one thing when I went to my faculty and said, what are you not seeing from these students that you need to see? And they said, it's clear they just need to practice and have access to quality equipment that will allow them to do the work they need to do, because we're an arts conservatory. It's very intense instruction.
Right. What it does, it reminds you why we do this in the first place. Yeah. Doesn't matter what level, how old the students are, what their background, it just reminds you of the huge impact that it makes. These students saw change, and they recognized it.
Well, and when you have, you walk in the room and the dean of fine arts here at Morehead State is working with these students. A professor in visual art is working with these students. You see them all of a sudden go, these people of such great potential see something in me.
Right.
And to see where they went, their art was up on the walls when we came back in, incredible work that they had to display. And for so many of them, they loved being on this campus, and it was huge for them to be able, they think maybe that's not for me, or I just don't see myself there. And to step on this campus and feel at home and feel like they could step up to the challenge, it was just, that's the best outcome that you can hope for.
To underscore what we're talking about, I think the students definitely have the capacity and the talent and everything. I think what this program really does is simply provide the opportunity and open their world to the possibilities, and see it as a reality rather than something so far removed. And I think even with these first steps that we have taken, that we have given this a really strong start. And I look forward to continuing.
Yeah. Well, I love that notion because, think about our own lives. And than the people along the way that have said to us in one way or another, hey, you can do this. To have that affirmation of somebody would have in us, and to give you a hand up or a boost to encourage you along the way is a really, really important idea. And it may be the difference between a child that would say at an early age, I'm going to change my thinking about college. I'm going to go to college. It's not a matter if I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And then, you know, encourage them to do the things necessary to make that happen.
The Owsley County kids and the Lee County students, you know, sometimes they get overlooked because there are not a lot of opportunities. It's like our service region. A lot of times counties get a stigma because they're that county.
Well, and I will tell you, I think people make an assumption too, you know, the school just doesn't think that art's important. And that could not be less true of these schools. Those administrators were there every time we visited. The superintendent, the curriculum specialist, the principal taking class, they were all in. How often do we find, it is not very often in arts education, that schools will let those students out for the entire day, let them out of their other classes to do art all day long. It is almost impossible sometimes for us to have a school understand the arts need that same type of focus. These schools were all in, and you are as well, Morehead State. We could not have done this without you. There is no way. And for you to and your other teachers to work around our schedule, get your students here, for you both, Jean and Scott, to come and spend those days with us, and for you to host our art shop and make all of this possible. We couldn't do it without these partners, and I applaud you all and the administrators of these schools for supporting this program the way that they do.
It's been one of your things that you have stressed, to work together. We can't do it alone. We could help different programs with the arts, with the music, but, you know, if we work together, it has to come out in a better situation than if you didn't work together.
Well, it's all about partnerships. None of us could accomplish much of anything in and of ourselves or of our own accord. And I thought what Jean said a moment ago was really, really important, and that is that every child has ability. You know, we don't, sometimes we hear things said about our children in these counties that's completely inappropriate and untrue. These young people and our families are as bright and talented as children and families anywhere. It may be that the opportunities haven't presented themselves. And in the arts, I think there has been, in historically, not just in our counties here, but across the country, when budgets are tight and things get left at the on the chopping block, sometimes the arts are first to go. And I've always found that offensive personally, because arts enrich life. And if you want a well-rounded citizen and a person that can find happiness and joy in things, teach them art and music and theater, and let them get involved in the creative disciplines, because there's so much joy in that for all of us.
I think, you know, when it comes to those students as well, and I'm so happy to hear you say that, because the school projected 25 students per school across both art forms. And we had over 70 at both schools. And those students stayed with that program, and they were hungry for it, and they were so committed to it. You know, you take that times all the other counties that need resources, there's work to do, but this right. is a great start.
Well, this is, I think, a great example of something that we need to share with our friends in government and other institutions, to make sure they understand the impact that this is having on these children, because it's a great way to start something that's very, very important. And in my view, is how, you know, let's keep it going. That's the thing, and maybe we'll talk about that here in the last segment of the show.
Yeah, what's the future of this program? I mean, we tried it 1 year. What is the future?
We're committed here at MSU. I know Carrie and Governor School is committed as well. What shape that takes is still, you know, we're creating it as we go.
Yeah, we are. This is the first year of what we call a 3-year pilot. So we're hoping to expand to more counties next year. In addition, we're looking at changing up our model a little bit to work even more efficiently around everyone's schedules. And I think that will allow us to do more rolling visits throughout the fall and the spring, which keeps us even in closer contact, because even with the virtual component, nothing beats the face-to-face being in the classroom. And our GSA faculty may work with this in a little bit different way, especially as we get closer to the application and audition season. So there's some restructuring to do, but to make it even stronger, more accessible, and be able to offer it out to all of the counties that need this assistance and these resources.
That sounds great. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up after this. This is Shaping Appalachia.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, moreheadstate.edu/craft-academy.
Morehead State's Caudill College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences offers programs that develop transferable knowledge, skills, and dispositions needed for success in a wide variety of careers in art and design, music, theater, and dance, communication, media, and languages, and creative writing and English. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Caudill College.
Wrapping up this edition of Shaping Appalachia, Dr. Andrews, time just flies by with this interesting topic, and we hope a brighter future this program.
Well, it's very true, Jason. We found in the last 2 years in doing these programs that we bring in people that have so much to offer to our listening audience to help folks understand the power and the impact of Morehead State University. So as we close out talking about the Kentucky Center, the Governor's School for the Arts, I'd ask you all to make some final comments. Scott, do you want to lead off, and then we'll hear from Gene and Carrie?
Well, just to echo what was mentioned before, I'm excited about how we're working to formulate the future of this. We've already had discussions about what are some ideas about expanding this to other counties? And as we've talked about that, in my own mind, I started thinking as a person that used to be a public school teacher, I understand what it's like to be a public school teacher and you only have so many hours of the day. The expertise you have is the expertise you have. But when you bring resources in, people to help build and contribute to that, that really helps recharge things. And I kept thinking that, wow, wouldn't it be interesting to have this happen across a variety of disciplines for reaching in and creating partnerships in the schools? That's a really great way to collaborate and for us to be partners in improving everything we do in our education system.
That's a great suggestion. Gene?
It truly is a win-win situation for all of us, but I especially am referring to the students involved.
Carrie, we'll give you the last word.
I am so excited about continuing to grow this program and growing this partnership because the quality of education with every instructor, the students and Gene and Scott, that these students were able to receive and how that will empower us to be able to grow this exponentially and reach these students in a way that will level that playing field and the teachers as well, provide them with the support that they need. I'm just excited about the future.
Well, Jason, this has been fun. We've learned a lot, and hopefully our listening audience now knows a lot more about the Kentucky Center, the Governor's School for the Arts, and our partnership, which is deep and long and going to get deeper and longer, I think.
Yep, and we thank our guests for being here. We wish everyone a happy holidays, and we'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.